Life can be hard, and the future can be scary. You never know what's coming, and that can make it difficult to make decisions. Luckily for you, Finola Vance, meteor astrologer, periodically provides her peerless powers of prognostication to prepare the public for the prevarications of...
Lost the thread.
Yep. And all I could think of that started with P was posterior.
I bet. You want to try again?
No, I think the moment's gone.
All right, let's get started then.
Today's Foresight features questions from folks who, for one reason or another, can't call into the show. So I've got their written questions sent as letters. First up is a letter from Sergei in Voronin, who couldn't call in because he is deaf. He says, "Dear Finola, I have a problem. And that problem is that my wife and I are supposed to visit my brother-in-law."
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad.
Well, that's easy for you to say. But he goes on.
"It wouldn't be so bad, except Corgan is an orc, and he loves cooking for visitors."
Ah.
"I can't handle spicy food. Corgan promised he'd make something I could eat this time, but I'm not sure he actually can. Will it be safe for me to eat?"
Let's see. I'm getting... It's going to be hot. I'm sorry. Maybe you could get an alchemist to fix you a potion to numb your mouth?
Maybe? I'm not sure that would work. But if Corgan lives in one of the fleets, definitely make sure you bring fresh water, too.
All right. What's next?
Here's a letter from Antonia, who's writing because she lives in a dead magic area in the mountains near Kellick.
Oh, really?
That's what it says. Which, before we even get to her question, I have some advice. Move. Seriously, living in a dead magic environment has some pretty nasty long-term effects, like depression, lethargy, and eventually madness. Our bodies and brains are designed for an environment suffused with magic, so living in a dead magic zone is a terrible idea.
Yeah. Also, I might not be able to get a clear picture on things in an area with no magic. What was the question?
"Dear Finola, I am currently seeking the Lost Dagger of Trigadorn in the Solva Oak Mountains. If you aren't familiar with the legend, Trigadorn lost the dagger while in aerial combat with a dragon, somewhere over the mountain range, which is obviously hundreds of miles. What I would like to know is if I am at all close to where I can find it."
All right. You know the warm and cold game?
The what?
The, I don't know what else to call it. Where someone is looking for something, and when they get closer to it, they're getting warmer. And when they move away, they're getting cold.
Oh, sure, I guess.
If we were playing that game, I'd say she was getting hot.
So, pretty close.
I think so.
Well, that's good news then. Although, I think the warm and cold thing works better if you can answer a little faster than by letter.
That's probably true. One more?
Sure. This is from Helga, an armorer from Evinder, who doesn't want to hear her own voice on the speaking stone. She writes,
"Dear Finola, I have just come up with a design for a new type of battle skirt. One that uses chainmail layers along with fabric concealing steel plates. One that is relatively easy to move in. Before I go all in on my line of battle skirts, I was wondering if you could tell me if it would be the next big thing."
Battle skirts. Yes, I think I can definitely say that battle skirts, hot.
Meaning popular?
Yep, it's going to be a big thing. Not just with female warriors either. Everyone's going to want a battle skirt.
There you have it then. Sergei, your brother-in-law's cooking is going to be hot. Antonio, in your search for the lost dagger of whoever it was, you're getting hot. And Helga, battle skirts are apparently hot. Hey, Finns, just out of curiosity, what's the weather forecast like for this week, now that we're at the height of summer?
Well, it looks like the next 3 days will be partly cloudy and windy. Highs in the low 70s.
Really?
Yeah, why?
No reason. I guess I was just expecting it to be hot.
Nope. If anything, it'll be unseasonably cool.
Oh. Okay, then. Anyway, you are listening to Kingdom of Stone Tray Broadcasting.